This is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer coming to you on this Monday, January 13, 2025, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, football, women's tennis, everything else in between. We got track and field indoor season beginning this weekend, folks, out there in Manhattan, Kansas, the new facility indoors. First time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for taking the time out of your Monday or whenever this comes out. It's Transfer Portal Edition, real quick. This episode about this podcast, folks, as I'm sitting and recording this Transfer Portal episode on Monday. I don't know when it's going to come out. It's probably going to come out later on this week, maybe midweek somewhere, because we're getting caught up with the Transfer Portal stuff. I recorded a couple episodes last week. And here's another one for you guys right now. And this actually happened before the new year started. Gosh dang it. And this was one of the more popular ones here for Chris Kleiman. That is Gunnar Maldonado transferring from Arizona. We just played. And again, we played Arizona last year. Yeah, I should say last fall there as well. Gunnar Maldonado, a huge get for Chris Kleiman. Why did I say that? Because obviously you lose Parrish to the NFL draft. Not only that, you're going to lose Siegel. Well, you will lose Siegel, Parrish, and I can't think of Jordan Riley, I believe, was a senior as well. You're going to lose all that. I believe Keenan Gardner was a senior as well. You're going to lose all that talent in the back end. You had to fill it with something. And Gunnar Maldonado transferring to Arizona does some of that as well. Maldonado, decision for the Wildcats. This comes this goes back a little earlier, but his commitment was he was in the Little Apple last month, actually, almost a month ago. And this is, I'm reading it from information from On3, December 17th. He was on campus there as well, and he transfers from Arizona. The other Wildcats, of course, best season coming in 2023, getting a career college high to this point anyways, 81 tackles, which also was good for 16th ranked, which at the time he got this, Arizona was still in the Pac-12. So this was not this past season. This was a year before Arizona moved over to the Big 12 there. Let's see. Also posted 2 interceptions, 3 forced fumbles, and 2 fumble recoveries there. The Arizona native was named Valerio Alamo Bowl. Hang on. All right, sorry. sorry, I had to check that. I had to check that for a minute. He was also, hang on, where are we're going to do this. Alamo Bowl, defensive MVP in that same year, 2023, after recording 9 tackles in that game. Also got an interception in that ball game with 2 forced fumbles and a touchdown. He was also a team captain for Arizona beginning in that same season, 2023. Man, he did a lot of damage in the 2023 season. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here on this Monday, which has already been interesting Monday to say the least. That's all I'm going to put it right now. I'm fired up just from that, but that's neither here or there. I'm fired up for this transfer get of Gunnar Maldonado. We're going to go back a little bit to his sophomore year in 2022. He was also doing some work there. Not as much as 2023, 48 tackles in 11 games. None of those being starts. Of course, in the total, Maldonado has played a lot of football in his career. 41 games with 31 starts. That's got to be over 60%, maybe more than that. I'm just estimating that, dating back to his time between Arizona. Not only that, also went to school in Northwestern. So there you go as well. Maldonado this past year, played in 4 games, recorded 11 tackles. However, also, we also got another interception as well. Season-ending injury, unfortunately, cut Maldonado's season short. And Joe Klineman, obviously known for his gets in the defensive backfield, now will hopefully, I don't know when he suffered this injury, but hopefully he'll be on the field come 2020. Well, later on this year. We're already in 2025 as it just started. But getting Maldonado, he has a lot of football experience, and you lose a lot of experience when you talk about this backfield, right? So Gunnar Maldonado, this was one of the more popular gets in the transfer portal for Kansas State. And of course, Kansas State will open up the year later on this year. we're seven, 8 months out from that. But opening the season overseas against Iowa State in the classic out there in Ireland. We're going to call it the Ireland Classic on this podcast. So sorry about that. Yes, I know the exact name. We ain't going to say that right now. We're going to call it the Ireland Classic. Iowa State, of course, got to play them after losing to them to close out the Big 12 season this past season there as well. So this is what they needed right here, obviously, getting him now. That's interesting. That's interesting they did that. But he comes come off an injury. So this is a popular get, but at the same time, unfortunately for him, he's going to be coming off of an injury, and you just transferring on to your third college team. So we'll see what happens. I know before we know it, it's going to be like, what? Fall's here already? What? But yeah, that's going to be interesting to follow with him. Gunnar Maldonado, big year in 2023. Before, unfortunately, suffering in a season-ending injury there for him. He's going to be coming back off for injury. So we'll see what happens with him there. But this was one of the popular gets in the transfer portal for K-State football. Chris Kleiman and defensive coordinator Joe Klanneman. Gunnar Maldonado, third college team in his college career, Northwestern, and then recently that got done with Arizona. Now he'll be in the Little Apple here in 2025. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content again. If you're new to the podcast, like, subscribe, hit the notification bell. And when we post content daily, I mean daily, including the weekend as well, you'll be the first few to be notified of a new episode uploaded iTunes on Spotify. And of course, fresh content on Podbean. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That means go ahead and download the Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-I-D. Apostrophe S Podcast. Myself and Alex Aiden recorded an episode last week. And I also recorded two solo episodes over there as well. So I'll invite you to download the Podbean app and go ahead and subscribe to my channel. And you are right there. Also welcome bonus coverage of your Wildcats right there on that app. That's going to wrap things up on another Transit Portal edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This will come out a little bit later on in the week. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. Cats.